What's happening locally? The news.
And it is indeed. It is our Wednesday morning, our midweek look, some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The elected president of Panama, José Raúl Moreno, and the current president, Laurentino Cortizo, met on Tuesday. This was for the second consecutive day as part of the transition for the change of government. This Tuesday's meeting took place between economic officials at the headquarters of the Ministry of Economy and Finance. Moreno was accompanied by his appointed Minister of Economy and Finance, Felipe Chapman, Camilo Valdez, appointed to the General Directorate of Revenue, the DGI, and José Ramón Icaza, Minister of Canal Affairs and Secretary of Goals, among other figures of the new government. Present for the outgoing administration, in addition to Cortizo, were the heads of the MEF, Hector Alexander, the Vice Minister of Economy, Carlos González, Jorge Almengor, and Vice Minister of Finance, and the General Director of Revenue, Publio de Garcia. Cortizo's transition team is headed by Saleh Azvat, Secretary of Public-Private Partnership. The head of the transaction from the incoming government, Aníbal Galindo, was also present at the meeting. This is the second formal transition meeting after Monday. The meeting was held in the security area. Public finances have been under scrutiny in recent years due to the high level of debt and high expenses due to the size of the state. Panamanian public debt is close to $50,000 million. This is the balance of the country's total debt now closed at $49,769 million, and that was of the 31st of March. Between July the 1st of 2019, when President Laurentino Cortizo's term began, and March the 31st of 2024, the total balance of Panamanian debt has risen by $21,184 million. In recent years, the country did not give effective signals to reduce government spending and limit the size of public debt, while the economy faced significant challenges in achieving sustainable growth rates. This led the international rating agency Fitch Ratings to lower the country's investment grade. The outgoing government indicated that Minister Alexander and his work team provided the president-elect and his companions with technical and updated information on the current situation of the state's public finances, as well as the execution of the budget for the period of 2024. President Cortizo's administration reiterated that it will make a transparent transition with detailed information to the authorities that will begin their constitutional functions as of the 1st of July. The meeting lasted about 2 hours. The Social Security Fund, the CSS, operates with a board of directors whose positions have expired. When it should have been a robust body with power and autonomy responsible for setting the policies for the operation of the entity as well as supervising and monitoring its administration. The board is made up of 12 main members. 3 of them are representatives of the employer sector. Another 3 are the delegates of the unionized workers, a representative of retirees, another of public servants, a representative of medical unions, and 3 officials who enter each presidential administration. Well, it turns out that of the 12 main members, there are 5 whose 5-year term has already expired. These are the 3 representatives of the workers' sector, Miguel Angel Edwards, and Guillermo Puga, and Gregorio Guerrel. In the same condition would be Roberto Valencia, representing public servants, and Manuel Perez, who occupies a position on the board to give visibility to pensioners and retirees. In addition, Ida Michelle de Maduro, representing the employer sector, left her position in 2023 when she decided to accompany Melitón Arocha in his race for the presidency of the republic. Maduro told La Prensa that her departure was definitive, and her chair is empty. Meanwhile, Camilo Valdez and Fernando Mendez, also from the employer sector, were appointed in the incoming government of José Raúl Moreno, so it is understood that as of the 1st of July, they must leave their positions. They were appointed to the CSS in October of 2019 and ratified in 2020, but technically they are outside the CSS board, and their current priority is supposed to be the start of the government's transaction period. Mendes was appointed as Vice Minister of Housing and Valdez as the General Directorate of Revenue. Raul Fernandez, independent deputy from 2019 to 2024, will be part of the team of President-elect José Raúl Molino. Molino nominated him as the next director of the Micro, Small and Medium Enterprise Authority, which we know as AMPIME, a position that must go through ratification in the National Assembly and that will be installed, of course, on the 1st of July. Fernandez, who has a degree in law and political science from the Latin American University of Science and Technology, is part of the independent bench, along with Juan Diego, Gabriel Silva and Edison Brosse. He failed to be re-elected in the last elections on the 5th of May as an independent deputy during his administration. He presented several projects, among which the one related to teleworking was approved. Before becoming a deputy, Fernandez worked as a legal assistant at the firms of Benedetti Benedetti, Galindo Arias y López y Solís, Endara Delgado and Guevara, and he was also a senior officer in the Maritime Court of Panama. He was a founding partner of the consulting and law firm since 2009 and is a member of the National Bar Association. Agents of the National Police and personnel of the Public Ministry have seized nearly 500 packages with drugs in the last few days in operations carried out in Pacific waters and in a Panamanian Atlantic port. The Public Ministry reported that the Drug Prosecutor's Office of Colón and Gunayala, together with agents from the National Police, seized 155 packages with drugs that were inside two containers in a port on the Atlantic coast. It is detailed that one of the containers came from Brazil, destined for Italy, and the other from Chile and destined for Turkey. Meanwhile, the National Police reported that the packages were inside five briefcases. On the other hand, the authorities reported that on Monday they seized 404 packages of drugs on a boat in waters near the island of Punta Coco in the Panamanian Pacific. In this operation, with agents from the National Aeronaval Service, two people were arrested and placed under the orders of the competent authorities. Doctors Without Borders, the MSF, will no longer provide care to migrants in the province of Darien, the Ministry of Health confirmed. This was after an interview given by Victor Escobar, responsible for Latin America, for the organisation, where he indicated that they were still waiting for a response from the Panamanian authorities. The Ministry of Health reported that the Darien Gap, the dangerous natural border, of course, between Colombia and Panama, which is used daily by hundreds of migrants on their way to North America, Doctors of the World France, that's MDMF, will provide care. The MSF organisation on the 4th of June has been 3 months now since it suspended medical and humanitarian activities for migrants in Darien by order of the Panamanian government due to the lack of a current agreement with the Ministry of Health. The health authorities made the decision after review of the compliance reports of the agreement that they had with the organisation to provide health services in the province of Darien. In that sense, last May, the General Director of Health, Melva Cruz, stated that depending on what this review revealed, the Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, will decide whether or not to renew the agreement. And with the evaluation of coffees in the varietal category, the Best of Panama Cupping began on the morning of this Tuesday, in its now 28th version. 21 judges from Bermuda, Australia, China, Japan, Korea, Taiwan and the United States participate in the tasting tables. 42 guest judges participate also in the event. It should be noted that there are 72 lots of coffee in the categories varietal, washed geisha and natural geisha from 59 Chiricam producers. These lots were selected last week by expert Panamanian judges. Suzuki Taroa, who has been participating as a judge in this event now for nearly 10 years, said that he was surprised with the flavours and aromas found in each cup that was tasted. There is a lot of quality in the processes applied by coffee growers, and that is being demonstrated in the cupping tables, explained Taroa. The best samples from this cupping will be taken to a virtual auction, a scenario where Panama Coffee has obtained surprising prices. And that's it. There we go. That's some of the local news compiled for you for this morning's programme.